رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم ارض عنا وأنت أهل الرضا والهدى والرضا واليقين. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. واللهم ارزقنا يا ربي هداك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين، وافتح علينا من أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك، وتفضل علينا يا وهاب، وتفضل علينا يا أرحم الراحمين، وتفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، واكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، وأعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. يا الله تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we are continuing the journey of today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today we are alive, tomorrow we dead. Last week we talked about dunya, and I believe at this time in my life I'm sharing with you the most important knowledge, the one it enabled us to know what is good for us, what can harm us. Today, like you heard it from me many times, we pray, we fast, we do nawafil, we do sunan, we go to umrah, we go to hajj, but the whole ummah, the majority, is going to dunya. We're learning Salah, we're learning Quran, we have a lot of knowledge, but how many verse in Quran we really live in it? And what's the value of knowledge? It will not benefit us. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma arzuqni ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, provide me with a useful knowledge. He never said just knowledge, useful knowledge, the blessing of knowledge, the rahmah of knowledge, the basira of knowledge, the wisdom of knowledge, the ability to live the knowledge. And today I'm going to share with you some principle from Quran about our life. This principle, if we hold tight to it, it will give us the success of this life and hereafter, and will help us of the happiness of this life and hereafter. And I'm going to explain it to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Ra'd, thunder, verse 11, He make a constitution. This constitution, the whole ummah is far away from it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ. Allah will never change the condition of anyone unless he change what within. But look to the following part of the verse. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا. And if Allah want calamity to any group of people or nation. فلا مرد له. No one can escape it. وما لهم من دون الله من وال. And no one can be benefit them or helping them or supporting them except Allah. Look at the message. Meaning Allah tell you, if something happened to you, you do not like it. Something against your nafs, a calamity, nobody can help you. Nobody. But Allah gives you the constitution in the beginning. Allah will not change a condition. Allah will change Allah unless you change within. I want to show you something in Quran, because Quran is amazing. Quran do not leave any knowledge without concrete, complete explanation of it. This verse has been repeated again, but in different format. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُمْ غَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. In this way, Allah, He will not change a ni'mah. He will not change the condition of bounty. He give it to people unless they change within. This now is the opposite. What it mean? وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all knowing. What it mean? A lot of people misunderstand this verse. In this verse, you can mix it up and join it with many verses from Surah Al-Baqarah about shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thank me, I increase. And if you deny and do kufr, my torture is severe. By this way in here, if I am in a calamity, nobody can help me and support me and elevate it and support me to come out of it without Allah. What it mean? I need iman and yaqeen. And on the other hand, if I have a bounty in my life, and this bounty passing away from me, meaning Allah snatched it away from me, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing condition. And Allah wants to let me know, Allah will never take a bounty from you unless something happened to you inside. You see, what is that? The thanks, the gratitude. And today, we think about the bounty of money, the bounty of a status of life, the bounty supposed to be according to us, husband and wife and business. But do we think about the bounty of iman and a message? Did we beg Allah to increase the message inside of us? Now, to mix this message with what we talked about it last week, Surah Yunus and Surah Hud. Surah Yunus, verse 7 and 8. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who do not want to meet us, meaning Allah. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they content with the life of this life, the style of life. وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And so content and tranquility with the status of their life. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And those do not see my sign. What is a sign? Aging is a sign. Weather is a sign. Sickness is a sign. Death is a sign. Everything in this life is a sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come, wake up. But if you have no iman, you cannot comprehend it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are in heedlessness, those who are ghafil, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. These people, their place is Jahannam, hellfire. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. With what they earn. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his word earn? And here Allah won't mention earn, because earning in here belong to what? Dunya. Your action. Now when you go to Surah Hud 107, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٌ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. And if Allah touch you with calamity, no one can elevate it except who? Allah. And if Allah وَإِنْ يُرِدَكَ بِخَيْرٍ, and if Allah won't give you goodness, فَلَا مَرَدْ لِفَضْلِهِ. Nobody can stop the bounty of Allah to reach you. يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give it to whom He want, and He is Ghafoor, He is Rahim. You know, when I was reading today, do you know what the whole message is? Allah, 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 I'm the one. That's it, I'm the one. Don't worry, I'm the one. Don't be too happy, I'm the one. Don't be sad, I'm the one. Don't be scared, I'm the one. This is what Allah wants. This is what the whole message of Islam is all about. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 11 and 12. These two verses, almost 5.5 years ago, these two verses scare me so much, because I saw it in my life. People got guidance. They get beautiful iman, beautiful light, they grow, and boom! Allah snatched all their knowledge. Allah snatched all the quality. And they become so blind, just like that. And I was reading Quran and begging Allah to show me what's going on. And I find it. Why? Why today, from goodness to ultimate, you know, veil? Why? Look at these verses. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. And among mankind, among the people, who worship Allah in an edge. He worship Allah in an edge, meaning his iman is not so strong. Just worship. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. If Allah give him goodness, he's relaxed. And he said, MashaAllah, I'm good. You see, اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ in here, his tranquility and content not with Allah, with the toys, with the gift, with the bounty. Instead of thanking Allah, he's happy with the toy of dunya. He's happy with what Allah gave him. What Allah said, if he get that, he's calm. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةً. And if Allah trials the person, انقلب على وجهه. He flipped upside down over his face. You have to understand in Quran why Allah said انقلب على وجهه. He fall down over his face. انقلب على وجهه meaning what? When you fall down over your face, meaning you cannot see. You see? This is the worst, falling down. To fall down over your face. Allah give it as a metaphor of blindness. Or it's completely 180 degree upside down. انقلب على وجهه. What happened? خسر الدنيا والآخرة. He lost dunya and he lost akhirah. What it mean? People who have knowledge and message, and Allah gives them a calamity, and they drop the message, I promise you, they will never be happy. Never finished. They will never be content. And they will never have dunya. And Allah said they will lose akhirah too. Is this not scary? What happened in here? ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. This is the ultimate lost. This is the infinity lost. Allah called it this way. Now, look at the verse after that. Okay? يَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّ. He going after people and somebody to support him. But Allah said, he's going to seek support from people. They cannot harm him, they cannot benefit him. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. This is the ultimate long, wide stray. Allah said it ba'id. Long. You see, like you went for some place and you cannot come to the roots again. You lost. Allah called it the final, the ultimate lost. Is this not scary? Today we seek the knowledge of Allah, we get dunya, we get busy with dunya, we forget the message and we slide it. And when we try to come back, we cannot come back. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. You see, when we have a calamity, if iman is weak, I'm thinking about, you can help me out. Your money can help me out. My status can help me out. So and so can help me out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want that. He said, come to me, I'm the only one. This is the whole message all about. And even look at the emphasize. Allah emphasized the message. يَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. He seeks support from somebody except Allah. And Allah, he said, this way you will be straight. And by the way, this can be happened internally. By the way, he said, oh, if she said it, if he did it, if she cannot do this to me, if she do this to me, if I have money, if I do not have money, if all this if and but is a style of shirk. Like I was talking to one sister today, because the mu'min cannot be like this. Cannot be yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, yes, no, no, yes, okay, okay, not okay. No. Allah wants you to be like this. Now, let's examine it with a few verse only. Okay? Just a few verse. Believe it or not, today I was looking and I find over 100 of verses. This 100 of verses start with what? Allah. The most repeated name in Quran is Allah. And when you look at all these messages, it has only one message. I am the one. That's it. I will explain to you in a moment. When you go to Surah At-Talaq, the divorce, verse 2 and 3. Amazing. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever have taqwa, Allah will open for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for him in a way he never expected. Today we think taqwa is only following the obligation. Following salah, fasting, this, that. But we forget. Is not also taqwa to have iman? Is not taqwa to have yaqeen? Is not taqwa to have thiqa in Allah, trust in Allah? If you have no taqwa, you have no tawakkul. This why this chapter actually it talk a lot about tawakkul. Rely on Allah. By the way, if you really have taqwa, you have rely on Allah. You cannot have taqwa and you cannot rely on Allah. You have to have rely on Allah. And if you ask me, what are one of the things Allah loves so much? Rely on Allah. Trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. And even after that, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Whoever rely on Allah, Allah will take care about him. Look at now. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغَ أَمْرَهُ. What Allah ordained will be. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Allah, He make everything with a qadr already ordained. Why Allah tell me that? What is the message? Can I worry? Can I fear? Can I hurry? Can I complain? Can I say he did it, she did it? Or if and but? No. Allah want me to have iman. Trust in him. One sister, when we was coming today, she asked me, when Musa was a baby and his mother threw him in the sea or in the yam or in the lake or in the river, don't fight with me over which one, okay? His name was Musa or a different name? She always comes with unbelievable question. I tell you the truth, I do not know. But Musa is Musa. Muhammad is Muhammad. Ahmad is Ahmad. And I remember one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the meaning of your name part of your qadr. Your name part of your qadr. You see, you cannot have a name without qadr. And you cannot be exist without qadr. And Allah wants you to live believing in His own qadr. Destiny. You see? Now, I'm going to make the topic a little bit difficult for you. But I want it to be difficult to show you something. When you go to Surah Al-Insan, chapter of Insan, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. This verse number 30. And you cannot want and desire mashi'a, anything you want. You cannot want except what Allah wants. Okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah all-knowing, Allah all-wise. If I believe Allah all-knowing, all-wise, can I have a problem? Can I worry? Now, let me give you a beautiful gift. If you go to verse 29, the verse before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَ. This is a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ, whoever want, اتَّخَذَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever want, he takes the road toward Allah. And after that, he said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. This is amazing. Allah tell you, you see, if you want me, go for the road of Allah. But after that, he won't tell you. And even then, you cannot do it without me. I am the one. When I was reading this over and over again, I tried to comprehend it. What is the message? If you are guided, thank Allah. Beg Him for more. Hold tight in the rope of guidance. Keep continuing. If I'm not guided, beg Him and go to the road of guidance. Very simple. But what's the problem? If I'm not guided, meaning I'm complaining about dunya and busy about it. And if I'm guided, when I have a piece of dunya, I lose my door, my road, because a piece of dunya. And this is why one of the sisters, she said to us a couple of weeks ago, when I asked her, what about marriage? She said, the point we get married, the reality of me show up. Why we lose it? I was telling one sister today when I was coming. Like a bad boy or a girl, bad child, acting up so nasty. You tell them, if you be nice, I give you a gift. I give you the toy you like. Now the child acting nice. He's not nice. He has no manner. He's just acting nice. Once you give him the gift, now he starts showing up his nasty. He think because he get the toy, he can do whatever he want. And now the reality of the person show up. By the way, the toy was not a gift. It was actually a calamity for the child to go back to his nasty habit. And wonder what happened now. The parents, if they're good, they take the toy away. And once the parents take the toy away, what happened to the child? He keeps screaming and he becomes more nasty. Because if the child even have a little bit of intelligence and manner, he would be nice again. But 99% of the kids kicking and screaming and shouting and this and that. Why? This is the original. This is the original dough inside, bad manner. What's the difference between the child and us? No different. We acting like a mu'min. We acting like a believer. And when Allah give us a toy, what happened to us? The reality of us show up. Meaning I never was good manner with Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. It was an act. It was an act until I get the toy. Once I get the toy, now I flip. Meaning the intention from the beginning was wrong. Go back to the verse we're starting with. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Among the people who worship Allah in an edge. How many people go to Mecca and Medina? Go to all over, pray, and keep crying. Why? I won't get married, I won't get divorced, I want a new job, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want apartment, I want house, I want. And once Allah gives them, they flip. Why? Meaning all this worship, all this relationship was not for Allah. Was never purely to Allah. Just was a gimmick. Because if it's real, it will continue. If it's fake, it will take a portion of time and go back again. What is my message today? It's still the same. Today we think we can, tomorrow we cannot. If I develop iman and yaqeen, trust in Allah, having gratitude to Allah, I will see the toy as a toy. I will see everything of dunya as a toy, as a trial. Husband is a trial, wife is a trial, money is a trial, your goodness is a trial, your beauty is a trial, your ugly is a trial, your nasty is a trial, everything is a trial. And Allah wants to see who will come to Allah. You have bad manner, go to Allah, He will switch you. You have good manner, thank Allah and humble yourself. If you want any piece of dunya for Allah, Allah will give you and Allah will guide you. But if you hold tight to the robe of Allah. Now, when you look at this verse, after that, وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. After that, Allah ending the verse, وَالظَّالِمِينَ. Those who do zulm, Allah prepare severe punishment for them. What it meaning? Allah tell me, if I do not fulfill the mashi'a of Allah, I'm a zalim. If I am not belong to Allah, I'm a zalim. I will explain it to you. If I try to be nice, but I'm not nice, what it mean? I'm a zalim to myself. I'm oppressor against myself. Because I'm not going to journey of iman, I'm going to journey to get what I want. It's almost like somebody go for a job interview. He dress, he take a shower, he looks so nice. Once he gets the job, now he's closing dirty, he doesn't take a shower, he doesn't take care about himself. What it meaning? He was a liar. Meaning it's not the image, this is not the true image. It's a lie. As soon or later the manager will kick him out. But if you read, you read, the manager love you and give you more. By this way, what is Iman? Iman is real. Iman is not fake. You cannot have yaqeen fake. You cannot have tawakkul fake. You cannot trust Allah fake. By this way, if I do not have the Iman, I become oppressor against myself. And now I was sliding. I slide to the temptation, or I slide to what? The doubt and uncertainty. And if you go back to the level of shaitan, take us out. Shaitan, he's satisfied with sins. No, satisfied is not satisfied with sins. Sins is small. But when shaitan won't get you, he go to doubt and raiba. Doubt and uncertainty. He eat you alive. And start by a person, by a companion, by your life. And little by little he developed doubt. Doubt, uncertainty, doubt, uncertainty, doubt, uncertainty, until he finish you. During this time, can you be happy? No. Can you be content? No. Can you show gratitude? No. Can you thank Allah? No. What it meaning? Very soon you're going down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never snatch goodness from you until He give it to you. He give you completely to see what you're going to do with it. You have some children, you want to check them out. You want to see how good they are. Give them the toys you want and watch what will happen. How many of them come to you, show you gratitude? This is why as a parent, sometimes you have to leave the child do whatever you want. And acting like you do not see, to see who they are, what's the good side and bad side. And little by little you develop the correction. Because if we do not wake up once and for all, we can be in a state of blindness. Zalim. Because we are the most zalim li nafsu. Because people are three, you remember? فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Among the people is oppressor to themselves. Among the people who just in the edge. And some people is hurry to go do good deed. By this way, if I believe in Allah, if I trust in Allah, my money, my time, my soul, my goal, my hope, my inspiration, everything for whom? For Allah. If Allah give me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If Allah take from me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And I should not show any rebellious. Because Allah said He's Alim, He's Hakim, He's all knowing, He's all wise. Why He said that? He won't show me a message. He won't tell me, I know what's going on. I am wise. I give you or I take with from you with a wisdom to check your iman of me. Do you think this message we do not need it? In the beginning of Sha'ban and we're going to Ramadan and we're supposed to gain Ramadan, get the treasure of Ramadan, get Laylatul Qadr, the one better than 1,000 months. But how we do that if our iman is weak? Can you be satisfied with what? Just ritual tarawih and that's it and fasting has no belief? Or Allah actually is the essence of Ramadan to unite our heart to Him. By the way, we go back to Him, develop our iman to Him. And remember to struggle to develop the reality of iman. Last week, we talked about loving dunya and long haul and greed. Today, I'm going to mix today's message with something else. We heard last week many ahadith about the importance of leaving dunya and understanding the understanding of dunya. And again, dunya meaning to be busy of accumulating material life. And this material life, it has an attachment in your heart. If it minus, you scream like a tiny boy. And if you have more, you're happy and completely calm. If you have that, you have dunya. You can be a multimillionaire, but you have no dunya. If you're spending for sabilillah, very easy. If you live in a very simple life, if you already spend even 50%, 70% of your capital for sabilillah, find me a multimillionaire can do that. You see? They will never be a multimillionaire for a long time. They cannot. They can spend maybe maximum 1%, 0.1%, but tell them spend 20, 30%? Are you crazy? Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثَرَةِ الْعَرَضِ إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. To be rich is not how much you accumulate, but richness, to be rich, is the rich of the heart, the soul. When you feel you are rich, this is rich. And believe me, rich people cannot have it. The people who have money, they cannot have it. It's very difficult. Because you're always running after accumulating. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, is nobody will leave this dunya without his rizq will be taken. You will take your rizq, you will take your rizq. You cannot escape it. Qadr will take place one way or another. What it mean? Allah want me to be united to Him. People, when they hear me, they say, excuse me, you want us to sit doing nothing? No. This is the status of the heart. This is the status of the soul. You're farming. You put the seed in the ground. You cultivate the ground. But you believe without no doubt, rain coming by the word of Allah, the wind coming by the word of Allah, the sun coming by the word of Allah. Which tree will be sweet? Which tree is sweet? Which tree will not come? Which tree will give you crops? Which tree will not give you crops? We do not know. Is a status to make you content? Is a status to make you believe? Is a status you make your effort, but in the back, deep in the back of your heart, in the bottom of you believe in Allah. But so your desire will not be too much. You will cannot despair too much. It balance. You will not fear. And your hope, the real hope of a mu'min, the hope of Allah, the hope of His rahmah. Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, who is the most slave you consider him rich, ya Allah? Who is the most slave? He's rich in the eye of Allah. Allah replied to Musa, he said, the one I give him little bit and he's content. This is the most richest one I have. Musa alayhi salam asked him, O Allah, who is the most just person of your servant? He said, the one who do justice to himself. You see, today we have a sickness. Once you hear, you want to spread it, but you do not want to do justice to yourself. How you can spread something when you are oppressor to yourself? How? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no soul will die until Allah give it complete provision of what's written to it. You will get your provision, you will get your provision. You cannot escape it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Hurairah, Ya Abu Hurairah, كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس. Worry in here to worry about your good deed. Worry about your good deed. You become the most worshipper. وكن قنعا تكن أشكر الناس. Be content with what I give you, meaning Allah. You become the most thankful to Allah. And love to people what you love to yourself. Allah will love you. I do not want to talk too much about this topic because this topic is really, is a lot of ahadith, a lot of ayat about this topic. Now I'm going to share with you something very important today. And hopefully I can make it in a short time. How we cure our diseases of the heart from long hope and accumulating and greed. And this, some scholars said, is contained three elements to cure yourself. Number one is patience. But patience here again, patience with Allah. And I advise each one of you to read Patience and Gratitude by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. عِدَّةَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَذَخِيرَةَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Patience and Gratitude, read it. Read it over and over again until you really inculcate it. وَالْعِلْمِ. Knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge of Allah. Because the more you have knowledge of Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this sakina and tuma'nina. And the more you will not want to accumulate because you trust in Allah. Wal'amal. And do good deed. You cannot do the first two and you're sitting like a zombie doing nothing. No. You have to involve. You have to be a doer. And even if you do not know, is no excuse. You have to try whatever you have. You have money, you spend it. You have time, spend it. You have knowledge, spend it. You said, excuse me, you tell me a few minutes ago, don't give people until you do justice to yourself. How come you tell me a few minutes ago, do justice to yourself first, and now you tell us to spread knowledge? This need knowledge by itself. It need basira. It needs justice to yourself first. You see, and it needs a nafs under the ground. A nafs is humble and humility, doesn't look for a show. And your good deed will come to you, if you want it. You see, but the whole thing is a status of the heart. If you pass the heart, if you fix the heart, the action is easy. Like I was telling some sister yesterday, is they ask me about the bad habit. And I tell them, you have three major tubes feeding your heart. Your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. Whatever in and out, it will affect your heart. One young lady asked me, excuse me, I know how I control my tongue, how I control my eyes, how I control my ear when my ears are, I have no control. I tell her, for example, you go to a masjid, you find some woman, you can sit down next to them, you can listen, or you can get away and be for sabilillah. You can have a sister or somebody calling you, or you can say, excuse me, find another shaitan, and you block it. But so I tell her, with earring, the problem is not the ear. The problem is the dirty heart. If you want to listen to goodness, you will listen to goodness. If your heart is sick, your ear will be sick. And vice versa. If you allow your ear to dump garbage in, it's almost, think about it like a computer with a hard disk inside. And you allow virus to go in, corrupted program to go in. What it will do to the rest of the program? It finishes it. Now you try to access the computer, is a mess. Because with your heart, you have to have antivirus. You have to have antivirus for your heart. This antivirus, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us, guard your eyes, ears, and tongue, and always question what you're doing. We talked about it last week from the status of sincerity. And when you guard them, now you're thinking about your goodness and your heart. You have no problem. Now your heart is clean. Because you want your heart to have basira. You want your heart to know and see and have vision. If you ask me today, our heart is so sick. And shaitan going in and out, in and out, in and out. This is why we're not calm. Why? Again, I talked about it last week. Zikrullah, to remember Allah. Remember death. Reading and developing your own knowledge of Islam. Having the right companion. And always to question yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah, inna Allah yuhibb rifq al-rifq. Inna Allah yuhibb rifq al-amr kullu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves the compassion in everything. The ease and compassion. By this way, shaitan sometimes, even in good deed, he push you to do too fast to the point you become injustice to yourself. This again need knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثَ مُنْجِيَاتِ. Three things will save you and guard you. Three things will save you and guard you. خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. To fear Allah in the seen and unseen. This really, today we do not doubt it. We do not really value it. I'm sitting in a laptop. I can go drown in an ocean of nonsense. Who's watching me? I can go gossip. I can go chatting. I can go nonsense. I can go emailing. I can go to different website. Who's watching? Huh? Allah. Wonder at this time what happened. Now I'm destroying myself. I'm destroying my iman. By the way, if you want to know your future, see what you're doing with nobody can see you. You see? Because you cannot play a game with Allah. This is a problem. And otherwise, have a t-shirt with a logo. I'm a dirty person. I'm a stink. Really? I'm a cheater. I'm a liar. Why? At least you be honest. Because the ultimate to cheat yourself, to steal your own self, to oppress your own self, and after that go give down. How? How people, how we do that? At this time you're really a slave of shaitan. Really, you're a slave of shaitan. You're digging a hellfire to yourself. Number one, we seek knowledge sincerely to Allah, we try to live it, and when Allah opened for us, we try to give it. By this way, to fear Allah in the seen and unseen. I love certain music, I can listen to it. Nobody can hear me. You see? Like one person in Ramadan, he go take a dive to the swimming pool and take a sip. And he said, nobody can see me. You see? It sounds funny, right? And dumb. But we do it daily to ourselves. We do it in the phone calls. We do it in text messages. We do it in email. We're doing in chatting. We're doing in everything. And we're spending many hours losing our heart and our soul. Who's watching? Allah. Where are you going? You lost your life. You lost it to shaitan. And after that, when people disgrace you, you ask, oh, why is he acting with me this way? Because you never elevate Allah in your heart. You elevate Allah in your heart, Allah elevates you. But as a result, your power is when you're alone and nobody can see you, what you're doing. This is why Rasulullah said, he said, خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السَّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. The fear of Allah in the seen and unseen. This one. وَالْقَصْدُ فِي الْغِنَى وَالْفَقْرِ. To be just in a time when you have money and when you do not have money. Be just. وَالْعَدْلُ فِي الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبِ. To be just in a time of ease and a time of calm and a time of anger. Today a lot of people, once they get anger, Allahu Akbar. And look what we say. We do injustice to other. This way again, one of the quality of a mu'min, to control himself in a time of a ease and anger. By this way you do not oppress anybody. And we have many verses in the Quran about provision, how Allah is a provider. Okay? Today we have a problem in the Ummah. We do not trust Allah as a provider. We do not. And this is why we become a slave to others. Is a riwayah of the meaning of, look to the baby, how he came, bloody, naked, has nothing. And how does baby grow, have clothing, and gaining weight? Who provide? Who provides the baby until they grow? Who provide all this time? This topic today, it really bothers the people. If you meet even Muslim today or call themselves Muslim, what's the major topic? Risk, provision. And they have. They have plenty and still worry. This lack of iman. Lack of iman in a state of denial, it has shirk in it, is a lot. Is a disbelief in Allah. Especially because none of us can complain. Look at the amount of poor people in Bangladesh, or Africa, or India, or Afghanistan, or Pakistan, or different Arabic countries. Unbelievable amount of people, million and million and billion, have nothing. And you find us complaining. About one thing, Allah take it from us and we complain. And we're not content. They scare me. And is a riwayah, a say of somebody, wallahu a'lam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved to provide the believer in a way they never expected. Why? To trust him. Number three, to know for a fact is the most happy person on earth, the one who have qana'ah. What is qana'ah? Qana'ah, when you have something and you say alhamdulillah. You do not look to other. You do not look what other have or do not have. And this not only in money. In money, in clothing, in a shape, in a color, in husband, in wife, in this, in a status, in everything. Qana'ah is qana'ah. Either you have it or you don't. And I promise you, if you have a lack of provision, you have a lack of qana'ah. Do you understand or no? If you're not receiving something you want, something sick inside your heart. The moment you fix it, Allah will open. I give you a book long time ago called How Allah Provide. A lot of you read it, but if you ask me, you do not get it. Reading it is a big deal, but living it is a big deal. Allah promised to open, Allah promised to provide, Allah promised victory, Allah, but to whom? The believer. But that's why we have only one job, only one, to believe. And the rest, He promised to take care about you. What is the problem? And apply this even in the topic of marriage, in the topic of a job. Do istikhara to Allah, beg Him, ask Him, guide me, Allah. Be honest inside your heart, He will guide you. The problem is when the heart is not stable. And this is my goal today. Which one? To look for anything or stabilize our heart? This is a one. Without stabilizing your heart, you're not going anywhere. And one day you can fall down and you cannot come back again. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. What is the opposite of qana'ah? Qana'ah is to be content with whatever Allah give you. The opposite of qana'ah is greed. Can I have nothing and be greedy? Sure. A lot of us are greedy and we do not know. This is why we look to each other. Women look to each other. Men look to each other. They look to the business of each other. What does it mean? No contentment. No trust in Allah. Because if I believe in Allah, what you can do to me? If Allah said, He is the only one give, He is the only one take. What about the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he said, Ya ghulam, inni u'allamak kalimat. Ihfaz Allah, ihfazak. Guard Allah, Allah will guard you. Ihfaz Allah, tajidhu tujahak. Guard Allah, you will find Allah in the front of you, meaning He will take care about you. وَعَلَمْ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you ask, ask Allah only. And if you seek support, ask support from Allah only. And you have to know, if the whole ummah get together to hurt you, they cannot hurt you except what Allah written for you. And you have to know, if the whole ummah get united, all mankind, to benefit you, they cannot benefit you except what Allah written for you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ. Pen is lifted. وَطُوِيَتِ الصُّحُفِ أَوْ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. And paper was folded and dry. Meaning what? Qadr will take place. You see what I'm talking about now, what it will do to me? Do I look at you? Do I look and compare? Do I fear from you? Are you going to do this to me? You cannot do this to me. Or I look with an eye and I compare why she have what I shouldn't have, why he has what I do not have. This kufr, and generate hasad inside. Envy and jealousy. It kill you, it eat your iman and make Allah hate you most. Even than Iblis, wal'ayyadhu billah. Are you crazy? Al-hasid aduun lillah. The one who look and compare, he's the enemy of Allah. Be content with what Allah give you. You are the most richest person on earth. What's the problem? We too far from the message. But if I have the message, this is what I do. Number four, one of the things can help you and save you and guard you, to remember the bounty of Allah. Because shaitan make you forget. He make you focus in one thing Allah take from you, and he make you forget 10,000 things Allah give you. By this way, we sit down crying over one thing, and in the meantime we're drowning in the bounty of Allah. By this way, one of the quality of the believer, always think and ponder and inculcate the bounty of Allah, because the bounty of Allah beyond our imagination. And if I remember the bounty of Allah, can I compare? Can I look? Can I envy? Can I be greedy? No, I'm thanking Allah. And I want to give. I want to be generous. I want to be kind. By the way, if you ask me, a lot of people forget the bounty of Allah. Like a stupid, astaghfirullah al-azim, bad child. You keep giving him toys, he's screaming again. Want more, want more, non-stop. And never thanks. And also number five, you have to know, gaining money and saving money is a disease. It will kill you. It will destroy you. And make you always believe, is my money. He will save me. He will guard me. And develop greed little by little. And develop is believe in other than Allah. Now how we balance between saving some money and having all these diseases? This needs knowledge and consultation. And this has to be according to the person and how much. And you have to be honest. And in here, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, Awsani khalili. Rasulullah SAW gave me wasiyya. He said to me, do I look to whom underneath me? And do not look to whom above me. And otherwise I will not thank Allah. Today we say it with our tongue. But I see it even among you. When you say the news about something, it affects you. Deep inside your heart, you're not real. Not yet. Because the moment you read, Allah will open for you. Give you elevation, dignity, nur, wisdom, basira, hikmah. You be somebody. Even if you have nothing. And this is a major point I want to share with you. When we do that, and we mix it up with the final one, remember this. Remember we're going to die. Remember we're going to die. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I hope I will find it. Is Allahumma salli ala sallam. I think Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter Ankabut, the spider, verse 7, actually 6, 7, 8, and 9. If you're reading them, I'm really unbelievable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهَ وَعَدَهُ. The promise of Allah, Allah will never change His promise. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The majority of people do not know. This is a major one. This muhkama. This final. The promise of Allah will never change. But Allah said the majority of people do not know. Apply it to the qadr of Allah. What's your problem? Tell me, what's your problem? But this talk is easy. Try to live it. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The majority of mankind, they know the outer side of dunya. They know the dunya material. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And of the hereafter, they are heedlessness. They're sleeping. They do not know. And after that, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Did you not think about yourself? مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah did not create heaven and earth except with the truth. What is the truth? It's more promise. وَأَجَلًا مُسَمَّى. And to ordain it to a time Allah ordained. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنِ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. And the majority of mankind with the belief in meeting of Allah, they deny. Today I'm talking to Muslim, not non-Muslim. How many Muslims today believe in meeting Allah? Is this a behavior of somebody believe meeting Allah? Is this the way we think as a person meeting Allah? Is this a desire of a mu'min? Is this the love of Allah? Is this the love of Rasulullah? You see, the talk is easy, but our thinking is different. By the way, if you have a belief, your belief develop what? Desire. This desire develop a lot of thinking. By the way, if your belief is strong, your desire is strong, according to your belief, your thinking of your belief is strong. All the disease go down in the dream. If genetic go up, if the weakness go up, if your bad habit go up, if the iman go down, you're in big trouble and struggle. And this is why today my message is very simple. We do not think about akhirah enough or at all. We do not think about the hereafter, which Allah warning us day and night, day and night, day and night, in every part of the Quran. And this why is a disease. If you are a mu'min, your diseases go down of the heart. If your iman go weak, the disease of the heart go up. And again, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْدُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Did you not walk in earth and see what I done to the people before you? كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةَ أَثَارُ الْأَرْضِ. They were more powerful than you. And they saw a sign in earth more than you. And elevate the earth and decorate it more than you. And we send them a message. Allah would not oppress them, but the people oppress themselves. Read Quran, but with a heart. You see? People go to the pyramids. You see? And Abu al-Hul, Sphinx, and all this temple, were the people. Were all these kings, and the family of the king. It's a sign. This is a challenge today, if you ask me. It's a challenge. By this way, why I have a problem in marriage? Why I have a problem with my children? Why I have a problem with my husband? Why I have a problem with my wife? Why I have a problem to get married? Why I have a problem to get divorced? Why I have a problem with business? Why I have a problem with each other? Why? Diseases of the heart. Why? Lack of iman. And lack of vision. Lack of be honest. You want change condition? What you can do? Change the condition internal. Allah promised He change condition external. How many times you hear it from me? And Allah will never change a condition of bounty to you unless you change inside. What it meaning? You thank Allah for His bounty to you of guidance. He increase. You do not cherish and value and show gratitude to Allah if His bounty, Allah take it away from you. And the opposite. You have a calamity, you have a hardship, your husband give you hard time, your family give you hard time, your kids give you hard time, anybody give you hard time, does not exist. What you do? Go back to Allah and said, Ya Allah. Just said, Ya Allah. And said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Don't blame nobody. We have to stop the blaming. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame condition. Don't blame the time. Don't blame the family. Don't blame a man. Don't blame a woman. Don't blame condition. You will be a winner. Because Allah promised, you come to me, I change condition. How? Today also we have a problem. We think change condition meaning change condition outside. No. He can change condition inside first. How? Make you believe. Make you content. Make you strong. Make you have faith. Make you have contentment. Make you trust. Make you rely on Him. This by itself is a major change. Changing outside is not a big deal. You might live and die and you cannot change outside. And maybe Allah will not change it for you because He wants you inside. He wants you to win inside. This is our problem. We hurry and we want outside to be changed. Maybe Allah wants me inside. He wants me. If I live and die, and I said, Ya Allah, My heart saying Ya Allah. My brain saying Ya Allah. My body saying Ya Allah. What's the problem?
How do you know which is which?
Which is what?
How do you know if Allah wants you on the inside or if Allah wants to use you?
Iman. Iman. She said, which is which? Very simple. If you keep talking about outside, you're already a loser. If you're already complaining about condition, you're already a loser. If you think about he and she, you're already a loser. If your heart connecting inside, you're already a winner. Because what's the whole thing? What is meaning fitna? Allah wants you to go back to him. What a trial, he wants you to go back to him. What about musibah? He wants you to go back to him. He did not want you to be happy with a toy. And he did not want you to be, you know, so sad when he takes a toy away from you. He wants you. He wants to see who you are. He wants to see the reality of your faith. By the way, it's up and down. Give and take. Hot and cold. The things you like, the things you do not like, is all status from Allah to check us out, to check our iman. That's it. But check our iman from every aspect. Check our iman, check yaqeen, check tawakkul, check thaqa. How you can be patient if you do not have that? The problem is, I see it today. You said, I pray, and after you finish, and she said, and I wish she didn't say it. And so our talk is complaining. Our talk about complaining. Our face full of complaining. And our heart and tongue, we claim, we say, Alhamdulillah. Look at Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How you can make salah and say Alhamdulillah when you do not do hamd? How you say, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, when you cannot say it with your heart? See your salah. If your salah, you cannot think about nothing, you're fine. If you're so occupied with it, you're lost. At this time, you beg Allah. This is what all I think. Beg Allah. Oh Allah, snatch all this from me. Give me vision. Give me basira. Give me light. Give me wisdom. Let me do whatever you want, Ya Allah. Don't make me do what I want, Ya Allah. Don't make me follow my desire, Ya Allah. Make me follow what pleasing you, Ya Allah. Make it easy for me. Give me strength. But let me give you bad news in here. All this dua and this talk, what's the value of it if you not make an action? Allah, He wants you to make an action, internal action with Allah. And in the meantime, He wants you to do physical action. This physical action can be stand up for what you believe. It's bending what you have. Hold tight. Break your nafs. Don't surrender to your habits. Beg Allah. Don't feel shy. Don't feel, you know, weak. Don't feel fear. Allah wants the mu'min al-qawi. Sometimes we translate mu'min qawi, the powerful mu'min, meaning he has money. No. The mu'min qawi, the one he is Allah. The one who believes in Allah is mu'min qawi. Any question, any concern? Yes.
There are many verses where Allah says Allah's promise is true.
Yeah.
What's the promise? Is it heaven?
MashaAllah. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned Quran many times. Allah, His promise is true. This is a very wide, beautiful meaning. Why? Allah promise is true. Allah promise to support you is true. Allah promise to help you is true. Allah promise to give you is true. Allah promise you provision is true. This is the whole message containing in this word. You see? And this is what I was telling one sister. If we believe in Quran, this is not our condition. Apply it in every topic. You worry about your kids, don't worry. Do your job and trust in Allah. Which one is more important? My kid. No. Or my husband, my wife. My job. No, Allah want Allah, and Allah Sharif. I go fishing, but I believe what Allah provide me, it will be done. Trust in Allah. And if something happened, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But it's all what we're talking about doesn't mean I go to sleep and do nothing. No. You make your effort, but you're trusting Allah. You're relying on Allah. And even before you make any action or decision, you trust in Allah and you beg Him, guide me. Put in my heart what's good for me. Show me. And if you're too honest, sincere, Allah will show you. Any question, any concern?
How do we know if we really trust in Allah?
Eh?
How do we know if we really trust in Allah?
How we know if we trust in Allah? When you have a situation and you do nothing except Allah. You have a finance situation, but you trust in Allah. You have a marriage situation, you trust in Allah. You have family problem, you trust in Allah. Allah will change condition. How you trust? When Allahu Akbar in your heart. Allahu Akbar in your brain. Allahu Akbar in your heart. When your salah has Allahu Akbar. When you go to sleep, Allahu Akbar. You're not worried. You're not fear. You're not going crazy. You're not talk to yourself. You see? Because if you really belong to Allah, zikrullah. You remember Allah. You remember Allah, Allah remember you. You belong to Allah, Allah take care about you. You believe in Allah, Allah will give you. You trust in Allah, Allah provide. There's a wa'ad Allah. Quran full of wa'ad, full of promise to the believer. And this is my message. I have to be believer, Allah promised everything else. But today I want thing first. No, Allah said you believe first. Any question, any concern?
Sometimes when you want to stand up for what you believe in, you have to show others that you're angry. Otherwise they don't listen, so is it okay?
Word angry is misunderstood. Okay? If I talk to you like that, I'm not angry. But I talk with firmness, with azima. And you have to some time for the truth, no problem. You understand me? Any question? My advice to you, keep reading these verses. Inculcate it. Beg Allah. Do zikr of Allah. Read about dunya. Read about akhirah. Read about greed. Read about bad quality. Read about good quality. And beg Allah to snatch the bad quality from you. And fill your heart with good quality. Read about envy and jealousy. Read about loving Allah wa Rasuluh. Read how to be elevated. Read how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised everything. Read how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Read about the Allah is the owner of Qadr and Taqdeer. All this what it will do. It make me calm. And make me go back to Him. This is the whole thing all about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truth, Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truth, Yaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truth, contentment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the truth of the knowledge, the wisdom of the knowledge, the light of the knowledge, the basira of the knowledge, the rahmah of the knowledge, the ability to live the knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart to believe in Allah only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real believer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch all the disease out of our heart and fill our heart with the quality Allah love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us in this dunya and akhirah with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tabliğan wa huwa radin anna wa taqabbal minna. O Allah, give us the dignity of this life and hereafter. Give us the success of this life and hereafter. Fulfill our need in this life and hereafter. O Allah, give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. And O Allah, make us for you, by you toward you. And fill our heart with iman and yaqeen and tawakkul and thiqa on you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make us content. And fill our heart and life of light and wisdom from you, Ya Allah, by you, Ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit ourselves and benefit other and be the beneficiary of all mankind, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the carrier of the message. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be content and show Him gratitude and thanks for all the bounty He give us. And the most of all, the bounty of guidance, the bounty of quality, the bounty of useful knowledge. O Allah, we thank you, Allah, and allow us to thank you, Allah, in a way you will be pleased with us, Ya Allah, about all your bounty, Allah. And O Allah, don't make us look to the minus, and make us look to all the bounty you give us, and thank you for it, Ya Allah. And make us among those hamidin shakirin, thankful to you, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. And O Allah, make us live as a mu'min, die as a mu'min, go to the grave as a mu'min, resurrected as a mu'min, and a Muslim believer of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, this is our hope, Ya Allah, and you are the owner of all the acceptance, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah, and don't reject us, Ya Allah. And make us, Ya Allah, for you, by you, toward you, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.